Secret Piercing Lanchan. Created by
The Leaky Pen.
Opal Song.
Fulvane as Rhysiana.
And Westy C.
And Rhysiana, who helped write and edit. Fandom, Modazushu or The Untamed. Rating, explicit. Pairing, Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji. Also tagged for, piercings, not fic, chat fic, getting together, rimming, fail boats in love. Lan Wangji is a tease, and Wei Wuxian loves it. Genital piercings, and modern AU.
Opal Song, talk to me about Lan Wangji dick piercings because I wholeheartedly agree. Does he have them before he and Wei Young get together and it's a sexy discovery? Or does he go in for his ears pierced and fall for the hot piercing artist? The answer, of course, is yes, either, both, all of the above.
Oh gosh, those are all great options. I personally love a person that looks super buttoned down, and then you take their clothes off and bam! So my vote is actually a Lanchan who doesn't have any visible piercings. They're all hidden. And that he and Wei Ying are co-workers. Wei Ying thinks Lanchan hates him. Lanchan is so proper. And then, for some reason, Wei Ying sees the outline of nipple piercings under Lanchan's shirt. He thinks they're pierced, but he doesn't know. And it can't be. Lan Wangji? Han Guanjun? The most proper dude who doesn't even chat while they all eat lunch? He can't have pierced nipples. But Wei Ying can't stop thinking about it.
Oh, yes, I'd like that. And if he does have nipple piercings, what other piercings might he have?
Exactly.
Wei Young will die if he doesn't find out. That's all there is to it. But Lanzhan hates him. How is he supposed to ask? Spoilers, Lanzhan does not remotely hate him.
Yes! I stopped typing because I know Wei Ying pesters Lanzhan about it, and Lanzhan does a lot of horny gripping in private about that pestering, but Lanzhan never responds. But I don't know what breaks, what gets Lanzhan with his shirt and or pants off. Please help. How does Wei Ying suddenly encounter shirtless Lanchan?
They're co-workers, right? Wei Young goes to the bathroom where Lanchan is scrubbing his button-up that someone spilled coffee on. Of course he carries stain treatment on him as a matter of course. Lanchan is wearing an undershirt, but it still shows a lot compared to a button-up.
Ooh, I like this. And like, Wei Ying can't pee with that beside him. He can't take his eyes from the bumps of Lanchan's nipple piercings. And when he manages, it is only because there are more piercings. Subtly there, under the shirt.
Yes.
Wei Ying says something. He doesn't even remember what. Something utterly inappropriate. Only, instead of sneering or marching Wei Ying straight to HR, Lanchan stills his hands and raises an eyebrow. He says,
"Yes, not here, however. I will pick you up at 6 p.m. Dress for dinner."
Wei Ying is left reeling. He texts, like, everyone he knows. Is this a date?
Oh my god, Lan Zhan.
Everyone he knows is Jiang Zheng, Jiang Yanli, Nie Huaisang, Mian Mian, Wen Qing, and Wen Ying.
What he said was definitely something about getting his mouth on those piercings. Tongue emoji.
Or seeing them all. Counting them. Or both.
All of the above, yes.
Maybe something garbled about counting them with his mouth. Jiang Yanli responds to his message with a very sweet, I'm so happy you're acting on your crush. Go get him, Xian Xian. Huaisang and Jiang Cheng have been the recipient of Wei Ying's slow descent into horny puddledom, re Lan Chan's nipples. Nie Huaisang immediately tries to get Wei Ying to promise to document the experience. Jiang Cheng wants to pretend none of this is happening. Wen Ying may or may not realize he is trolling Wei Ying when he mentions that no one knows he has full body tattoos, so who knows what Lan Chan has under his clothes. That Wei Ying should be open to anything. He knows. He knows exactly what that does to Wei Ying. No one would believe you if you accused him, though.
Okay, let's put a pin in Wen Ying with full body tattoos because I'm going to want to revisit that, please.
Wen Qing responds with a perfectly grammatical and yet super short and dripping with judgment message that she and Wen Ying will be visiting Ayuan and Granny for the evening, implying, of course, that the apartment is free for shenanigans. But also that she will judge you if anything is out of place tomorrow. Like, thanks for the vote of confidence about Wei Ying's choices of getting laid, Wen Qing, but so judgy!
So supportive.
I love her.
Mian Mian just sends endless raffle emojis, but does help Wei Ying pick an outfit. Nie Huaisang reminds him to shower / clean himself. Someone else should write the date, because Lan Chan takes Wei Ying out.
Summons Westy from the other server. Come see what you've inspired.
Oh, wonderful. Sorry, I got distracted by going make lunch at 4 p.m. Lan Zhan is a goddamn tease. Wei Yong did not know that about him, but apparently Lan Zhan's idea of date clothes are charcoal slacks that make his ass look fantastic and a dark blue button-up. He owns saturated colors and some kind of fabric that does not show him anything. Except what might, possibly, be the hint of the edge of a blackwork tattoo right past where his collar is unbuttoned. What Wei Yong does not know is that the shirt is Lan Xichen's. Lan Zhan knows he is a goddamn tease, and he is doing it on purpose.
Of course it is. Of course he is.
Ooh, I wasn't picturing tattoos. Yes! Tease, Lan Zhan!
There's a couple in the piercing art.
Look, if I'm giving him piercings, we're going all out.
They go to some place with a freaking prefix menu.
Ooh, a tasting menu? Very, very, very fancy. Lots of courses. Tiny portions. Vegan.
At some point, Wei Yong will jokingly complain that Lan Zhan's plate has an extra whatever, and Lan Zhan will calmly pick it up and hold it out to hand feed it to him. And Wei Yong will die right there in the restaurant. Rest in peace, Wei Wuxian.
Ruffle emoji times 4! Maybe there's a spicy course, or several, because of course Lan Chan knows Wei Ying likes spicy food. And Lan Chan is maybe not sweating, but he maybe unbuttons his shirt a little? To be fair to Lan Chan, almost everyone knows Wei Ying likes spicy food, because he brings it every day, and one day Mian Mian stole a bit and nearly died.
Rotating light emoji. A second button! Rotating light emoji. That is definitely a tattoo, and Wei Yong would like to lick it. There are 9 goddamned courses, and Lan Wangji is going to make him sit through each and every one before he gets to see what he asked for.
Tease!
He does not remember what he asked for, but he's pretty sure he can't have it in the restaurant.
Oh, does Lan-chan wear earrings that he normally doesn't wear to work, showing off many more holes in his ears?
I'm amenable to this. Or maybe a single pair of lobe earrings? Something he can show off when he isn't at work, but still, quote, conservative, unless you're one of the privileged few to see the whole package. Wei Wuxian is dying to see the whole package.
Maybe one high up on his cartilage, high enough to be hidden by his hair.
Deal. Also, not to skip all the good stuff, but after they get together, Lan Zhan totally takes Wei Young to his piercing place to get his ears redone, where the DIY safety pin holes he'd had back in college have closed up. Anyway, so we're at dinner. Wei Young is dying. Lan Zhan is also dying, but also enjoying this. Wei Young is always teasing him, and he's having fun having the shoe on the other foot for a change.
Lan Zhan is totally the type to enjoy edging himself. Wei Ying realizes this over the course of dinner.
He is absolutely noticing the way Wei Young's eyes keep darting from his ears, to his collar, to his chest, to his mouth. He's never seriously considered a tongue piercing, too obvious, but he's certainly thinking about how fun it might be if he had one. Pity.
Fuck yes! The previous is Wei Ying's thought when Lan Chan later mentions this to him. It is also my thought.
They haven't kissed at this point, but yes, Lan Zhan is definitely considering all the places he'd like to put his mouth while he watches Wei Young get more and more flustered.
Yes! I'm sure the food is a bit sexy, too.
Morsels your mouth looks good closing around, yes.
This restaurant knows what they're about. Slammed out of left field by the idea that this is the fancy place Elliot Spencer is working at while they're undercover in Suzhou for reasons. Anyway.
Genuinely love every word coming out of your keyboard.
My thumbs are working overtime today, lol. Somehow they make it through this meal with their dignity and all their clothing intact.
Raffle emoji times three! Somehow.
Save, perhaps, the stain where Wei Young had dribbled wine out of the corner of his mouth and onto his collar when Lan Zhan had tucked his hair behind his ear and he noticed the helix piercing. Lan Zhan snipes the check and gives Wei Young an absolutely fiery look and an "I issued the invitation" when he makes a token protest about splitting the bill. Which is cool, that's fine, that's cool, Wei Young feels a normal way about that. They go outside to wait for their Didi, and Wei Young is all, "My roommates are out," and Lan Zhan is like, "I live alone." So, yup, that's that question answered. Lan Zhan's it is.
Does Wei Young try to feel Lan Zhan up in the car is the question.
Thank you for this leading question. The answer is, of course, absolutely. What happens, though, is that Lan Zhan grabs his wrist, his hand goes all the way around, and leans over to tell him, "Patience, Wei Young." And Wei Young absolutely does not whimper. That is for sure not the noise his mouth makes. And Lan Zhan maybe sets his hand down on his, Wei Young's, thigh and just continues holding his wrist. Right there. Thumb and knuckles on his thigh.
How many times can Wei Ying metaphorically die in one evening? Let's find out.
This is the real question at the heart of this, isn't it? For the driver's sake, we will let Wang Xian actually make it all the way into Lan Zhan's building before anyone starts molesting anyone. They do, however, find themselves alone in the elevator, and, well, Wei Young maybe can't help it if he tries again, and Lan Zhan maybe can't help it if he grabs both of Wei Young's wrists this time and pins him against the wall of the elevator and kisses the absolute daylights out of him. Ding! Goes the elevator and also Wei Young's heart. And then Lan Zhan tugs him out and down the hall and through a door and pins him right back against the door, and they're kicking off shoes, and Wei Young is getting kissed again, and he's pretty sure there's something he's forgetting, but hell if he can remember what, and then Lan Zhan bites his lip and stops. He's standing there, all sexy, and very rudely, just staring at Wei Young, and he just says, "You wish to count." And Wei Young fully is blue screened at this point, but thankfully reboots enough to go, "Three! Wow, yes, I sure did. Three. Two lobes and a helix, that's three." And Lan Zhan has the absolute gall to nod at him and say, "Very good," like he'd solved a riddle. I must regretfully go and find dinner now. Feel free to move this counting exercise to the bedroom in my absence.
Wei Young makes grabby hands at Lan Zhan's shirt because, "Counting, yes, let's do more of that." But Lan Zhen is a little shit, as we've established, and steps back just out of reach. When Wei Ying makes a protesting noise, he's just like, did you want to spend this entire rendezvous in the entryway? And, well, that's a good point.
Han Wanjun is wise. Lan Zhen's apartment is nice. Probably. Maybe. Wei Ying is too busy watching his ass as he's led to the bedroom. Excellent.
I think Lan Zhen doesn't trust Wei Ying's grabby hands on Lan Xichan's shirt, so he methodically unbuttons it himself and puts it in the hamper, and only then allows Wei Ying to touch him again.
Eminently reasonable of him. Nothing at all to do with torturing Wei Ying, or the way his eyes get bigger and bigger with every button.
I am rapidly fading from consciousness, so I am out of next steps. Apart from, Wei Ying absolutely does need to put his mouth on every single piercing and tattoo.
Anyway, so when y'all get back, it's important to know that Lan Zhan also takes off his slacks and crawls over to Wei Ying where he's spread out on the bed, wearing only his boxer briefs, no lying under those tight pants, Natch. And Wei Ying is just like, that is just a whole lot of man there. And Lan Zhan just lets him look for a minute, because our boy is a little bit vain, and he knows this about himself. And maybe also because Wei Ying has teased him about being a fuddy-duddy at work, and he's enjoying the way that he's trying not to swallow his tongue at the moment. He brings his hand up and strokes across Lan Zhan's collarbone, tracing the spray of gentians that grows up from his heart, and that's... oh, that's not what Lan Zhan expected him to touch first. He doesn't ask, not now, and Lan Zhan is glad, because explaining would be a lot tonight. He just says, pretty, as he follows them down his peck, and then tweaks his left nipple. 4, then the right, and 5. Or should these be 1 and 2, since I noticed them first? Wei Ying should count in the manner he proposed earlier. Wei Wuxian, as we have established, does not actually know what nonsense had come out of his mouth earlier. Lucky for him, and us, Lan Zhan takes pity on him, and leans down to kiss him again. His lips, his jaw, and over to his ear, and to remind him, wanna find every piercing you have with my mouth, you said. That certainly sounds like the kind of thing he would have said, and Lan Zhan is clearly keen for him to follow through. So Wei Ying goes for the ear closest to him, and sucks the lobe into his mouth, and flicks the little silver stud with his tongue. Lan Zhan shudders, and Wei Ying likes that a whole hell of a lot, so he nibbles a bit and plays with the earrings some more, before pulling off to whisper, 1. When Lan Zhan pulls back, he looks a little wild around the eyes, and Wei Ying abruptly decides that his new game is to see if he can break Lan Zhan's patience before he runs out of piercings. He gives the other ear the same treatment, running lips and teeth and tongue all over, counting 2 and 3 for his lobe and helix. Lan Zhan's ears are bright red when he finishes playing with them, which reminds him, Lan Zhan, did you know you blush with your ears first when you're embarrassed? I noticed this about you a while back. Not embarrassed, says Lan Zhan, who, in fairness, does not look all that embarrassed right now. Or, not only when I'm embarrassed. And then he just stares at Wei Ying with all that molten, hungry look until Wei Ying feels his cheeks grow hot as the realization hits him. That's your horny tell? Lan Zhan, are you saying I've been making you horny at work? This is the part in the proceedings where, if we were co-writing, the leaky pen would remind me that if they keep bantering, they're never going to fuck, and V would be correct. Lan Zhan does not respond to this statement, other than to give Wei Ying an extremely eloquent raised eyebrow, which would also look good pierced, Wei Ying's horny, traitorous brain suggests. So Wei Ying kind of just laughs and goes, no wonder you invited me to dinner instead of hauling me to HR, and decides it's time to get back to counting. Lan Zhan's nipples are fun. They perk up fast when he gets his mouth on them, and the way the barbells click against his teeth is new and exciting for Wei Ying, and the way Lan Zhan's breathing gets faster and heavier the more he sucks and tugs on them is just delightful. Wei Ying, he eventually says, all tight between his teeth, and Wei Ying reluctantly surrenders them. They're all red and puffy and glistening with his spit. I suppose that's 4 and 5 sufficiently counted, Wei Ying says. Tag, you're it.
Just want to say, I am back and very eyes emoji. But also, it is very much past my bedtime and I can't stay. Sob emoji. And also that in my head, Lan Zhan has both a Prince Albert and a ladder. And also maybe a piercing between his cock and his ass. Behind his balls. Because he is secretly a horny mofo.
Love all that for him. I was gonna open the floor for suggestions for what's under his unders. Awesome emoji.
Oh, okay. Give me a sec. Wei Ying moves down, because that is where the next glint of metal is. Lanchan's belly button. Lanchan doesn't seem like a belly button piercing kind of guy, Wei Ying muses. It seems too white girl trashy. And yet, fuck, it is somehow the sexiest thing.
Perhaps he flips Lanchan onto his back somewhere around this point. Hard to lick a belly button otherwise.
Yes, Wei Ying pushes his shoulder and Lanchan tips easily. Wei Ying licks and sucks and basically tongue fucks his belly button, tugging gently on the metal.
Excellent.
Only then, because Lanchan is the worst tease, Lanchan rolls over. Not on top of Wei Ying. No, he shows his back. And there are more piercings. They are gorgeous. But Wei Ying wants to see what's in his pants. He pouts. Because those back dimple piercings, wow. And the one at the base of his neck, that is normally covered by his hair?
He dutifully counts down his spine, though, and tongue fucks the back dimples, too. He's committed, of course.
And that Wei Ying misses, and Lanchan makes him find before he allows him to take off his pants.
He has to go all the way back up. So unfair.
He is distressed! Where is it? Where did he miss something so delightful?
Does Lanchan give a little coy look over his shoulder and toss his hair as a hint?
And it is there, above his collar line, where Wei Ying could have seen it any day of the week. Yes!
Shameless, Lanchan.
Wei Ying might be having a crisis about what else he could have missed.
I have no idea what number we would be on, but I don't think he has 33 in this AU. Laughing emoji.
I am trying to think of things, but I can't. Really wild things about, like, Mian Mian and Huaisang. Except not Huaisang, because Wei Ying definitely knows Huaisang reads slash writes porn at work.
Next you're going to tell me Mian Mian is secretly a dominatrix.
I don't think so either. Though we could beef up the number in his ears that he never wears earrings in. And, well, ladder on his dick.
I'm fine with less. Well, still plenty of fun to find.
Mian Mian is not a secret dominatrix. She tried it once and it just wasn't her thing.
Mian Mian is not a dominatrix, but Lanchan is not going to reveal anything he might know about their mutual acquaintances because he is a respectful member of the local kink scene and there are rules about that. So we're at, oh, let's say 14, something like that. And now the next question is whether Lanchan rolls over for Wei Ying to find the surface piercings on his hip bone next, or pulls his knees up under himself to let him find the guiche. Also, if you need to go to bed, I should also do that, to be honest. Joy emoji.
I was thinking neither off the bat. He lets Wei Ying pull the boxer briefs down over his ass, but no further, still covering his front. And lets Wei Ying investigate his piercingless ass. The slimmest glint of metal between his legs.
Oh yes, even better.
But he doesn't spread them. More teasing for Wei Ying. Ruffle emoji.
I have not given much thought to a piercing reveal striptease before today. Thank you for this excellent suggestion. Smile emoji.
Happy to be of service. Ruffle emoji.
Wei Ying being all, Lanchan, let me see. Trying to tug him over. But turns out, he doesn't turn so easy when he's not helping.
Wei Ying decides he can tease too. Cue a bit of rimming. It is a hole in Lanchan's body, after all.
It is a hole. What an excellent observation. Better spread those cheeks and make really, really sure he hasn't missed one.
Yup. Which does, eventually, lead to the discovery of the one behind Lanchan's balls. Wei Ying can't see Lanchan's dick because of the underwear, but this he can see and he is scandalized. Because Lanchan gets into being rimmed and spreads his legs for it.
He did not know that was a place you could pierce. Wei Ying is definitely not thinking of Lanchan with his legs spread to be pierced, someone gently wiping this part of him off with an alcohol wipe, then pinching the skin so carefully, then sliding the needle through his skin there. Wow, wow, wow. He takes his time counting this one.
He isn't, really. Can he reach it? Or does Lanchan make him wait?
He's gonna try, I think.
As he turns over and makes Wei Ying count his hips, raffle emoji. Attempt the impossible, Wei Ying.
Not a great angle, though, and those boxers are still in the way, and he's huffy about it.
Lanchan will never admit it, but he's huffy about it, too.
Lanchan has been horny all day, and at least half-hard all evening, and he likes riding his arousal, but Wei Young has been licking him for a while. He is also getting impatient.
Yup!
Okay, so Wei Young has to admit defeat when he cannot, in fact, get the guiche piercing in his mouth and must beg Lanchan to roll back over and take off the underwear. Lanchan would not mind hearing him beg a lot more in the future.
He would! But maybe not right now for something they both want so much.
Exactly, you feel me.
So he rolls over and somehow manages to strip off his boxer briefs in a fluid, sexy way, even when that should be impossible.
Wei Young, it must be said, does only a cursory job of counting the ones in his hips.
Wei Ying is in awe. Yup.
Because there is just so much metal in this outrageously gorgeous dick.
What the fuck, Lanchan? He whispers. What the fuck?
Does he get Wi-Fi? I take back every time I ever called you a fuddy-duddy. What the fuck?
How did you hide this? Why would you hide this? This is art! How could you deny the world, me, the chance to gaze upon this and weep at its beauty every hour of every day?
Lanchan is full on smug. He's absolutely one. He knows exactly where the remaining piercings all are, and he's going to enjoy every second of Wei Young counting them.
Has he won, though? Wei Ying's mouth is watering. He is going to enjoy this. He is going to savor this.
Everyone's a winner here, TBH.
I mean, yes.
What an excellent game. The only question he has left is which way to count. Tease the Prince Albert first and work his way down, nuzzle into the base and climb the ladder up. Can't forget the one behind his balls. Good lord, this man.
Sloppy blowjobs. That is the only way.
Truly. His sloppy blowjob is the only way, he decides. And this works out, because the writers are becoming quite sleepy too. So he just goes for it. It's messy. It's unsystematic. He chokes out a laugh when Lanchan's cock is pressing into the back of his throat, and he realizes he's got 7 in his mouth all at once. And then he's got a mouthful of something else, because this is porn, and they had a mature and responsible conversation about recent STI screenings and barrier usage off-screen at some point, probably in the cab while Lanchan was horny-gripping Wei Young's wrist. On the whole, the DD driver might have preferred they just make out. Sorry, DD driver. And Wei Young meticulously licks Lanchan's cock clean, making sure to go over all the delightful nooks and crannies he's had added to this most lovely of appendages, and then oh so tenderly lifts his spent cock and balls to thoroughly, reverently kiss the final piercing right there at the very base of him. 24, he says, a little awed. Lanchan, who would have guessed it? 24 times he's had someone adorn him with jewelry, and then however long the tattoos had taken, the gentians on his chest and collarbone, the sleeve of clouds and mountains on his right arm, the geometric pattern that twists down his spine around the glinting studs, Lan Wangji has made his body a work of art. Lanchan hums and draws him up to help him out of his clothes, and oh wow, yeah, hey, Wei Young has been extremely hard and turned on for a while now, huh? He's flipped over again, under Lanchan the way they were before, only now they're both naked. And Wei Young somehow feels even more naked next to the artwork that is Lanchan's body. Not a mark or a piercing on him, only some old scars. Not as exciting as you, I'm afraid, he jokes. The look Lanchan gives him, then, is scorching. On the contrary, he says, I was just thinking what a lovely canvas you make for me to mark up. Smirk emoji. And that's the story of how Lanchan's surprise nipple piercings got Wangxian together.
Ta-da! Emoji times 4. Confetti ball emoji times 3. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for all of us. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!